Networks go dark on Trump's primetime address as GOP fractures grow louder. On Thursday night, ABC and NBC declined to carry President Trump's primetime election integrity address on their main channels. CBS and MSNBC cut away during the speech, while Fox News and Newsmax broadcast it in full. The address ordered the FBI to reopen a Michigan voter fraud case that multiple federal courts and the Department of Justice's own findings have labeled debunked, called for declassification of election documents, and urged Congress to pass the Save America Act before the November midterms. The broadcast decisions, arriving in coordinated fashion across multiple networks on the same evening, have themselves become a major political story. A Washington Post Ipsos poll released Thursday provides the political context. 61% disapproval for the president, with specific dissatisfaction focused on his handling of the Iran conflict and the economy. That figure, 11 months before midterm elections, is driving visible anxiety among Republican candidates in competitive districts. Senator Tom Tillis, the retiring North Carolina Republican, has vowed to stall the Save America Act in the Senate, arguing that voter ID legislation cannot be operationally implemented before the 2026 midterms and is therefore performative rather than functional. His status as a retiring senator gives him significantly more political freedom to break with the party than colleagues facing re-election. The Supreme Court's Trump v. Slaughter ruling, overturning 91 years of protections for independent agency leaders, has already produced a downstream effect. Fired officials challenging their removal in court are dropping those lawsuits as the legal landscape has shifted against them. Over 50 House Democrats responded by formally demanding answers on Schedule F reclassifications, the mechanism that would allow mass conversion of career civil servants to a category dismissible without cause. The Wall Street Journal also reported on $782 million in what it termed mystery money, flowing to Trump-allied groups, a finding with potential campaign finance implications. Vice President Vance made headlines claiming Epstein had ties to U.S. and Israeli intelligence, a significant assertion from a sitting VP, while also saying the administration screwed up the rollout of the Epstein files and blaming former Attorney General Pam Bondi. Acting AG Todd Blanche met with Epstein survivors Thursday, a meeting demanded by Senator Tillis as a precondition for supporting Blanche's confirmation. Survivors described Blanche as abrasive and noncommittal. The Senate passed a unanimous non-binding resolution opposing any pardon for convicted FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried, signaling bipartisan institutional resistance to any clemency consideration. Democratic fault lines surfaced publicly as well. Nancy Pelosi characterized progressive candidates primarying incumbent Democrats as socialist candidates threatening the party's coalition. Senator John Fetterman warned he would leave the Democratic Party over its stance on Israel. Kamala Harris drew backlash for calling for an independent probe into a fatal ICE shooting in Maine. The DHS claimed that 256,000 non-citizens may be registered to vote across four states. Offered without detailed state-by-state methodology, drew skepticism from analysts, noting that previous audits have found non-citizen registration most often involves individuals who registered accidentally and rarely vote.